Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Hour number two of our radio program. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And one of the best stories through the first 8 weeks of the NFL season are the New York Football Giants, who are 6-2, and they're in their bye week. And now joining us is the first-year general manager of Big Blue, and that, of course, is Joe Shane. Joe, first off, congratulations on the hot start. Appreciate the time, and how you been?
Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, doing well. Obviously, the start helps, and the bye week here, so I'm looking forward to taking a couple days off and being a dad. So everything's going well, though. Appreciate you having me.
But yeah, what is Joe Shane like as a father during the bye week?
I'm going to be present, finally. So, yeah, no, kids got games. My daughter cheers. She has a game she'll be cheering at, so I'll go do that. And then, interestingly enough, the Bills, the team where I came from, they play at the Jets this weekend. So I have some old coworkers in town that I may meet up with on Saturday night.
Where does Joe Shane go for a meal these days? What's the popular spot that you like to eat at?
The place I like to go is a place called Chart House. It's down on the water. I guess it would be maybe Hoboken, I think, might be the address down there. But really nice. It's right on the river, beautiful views of the city. It's a good spot.
After a win, do you go there and you're kind of like Dayball, like spark up a victory cigar and eat a steak or something like that?
No. I try to get home after the games. I try to get home as quick as I can. And again, the hours you work, the chance to be home and on your couch by 4:30, 5 o'clock and watch some other football, that's enticing to me.
So we were talking before the start of the season. You said you would come on during the bye week, so I do appreciate you honoring that commitment.
Yeah, no problem.
But to be at 6-2 right now, in those messages that we exchanged before the season, if I were to tell you that you'd be at 6-2 headed into the bye, what would you have said?
Sign me up. It's been great. Again, the guys are doing things the right way. We got a really good group of guys on this football team, good coaching staff. They're doing a really good job with preparing the guys, executing. We're not beating ourselves for the most part. We did a little bit on Sunday against Seattle, but big reason we're 6-2 is the players are preparing like pros, good weeks of practice, good preparation, and the results are speaking for themselves on Sundays.
What has surprised you the most about this team?
I said it early on, I really think it takes 4 to 5 weeks or 4 to 5 games to really figure out who you're going to be, what the identity of your team is going to be. And I think what I'm most proud of that you don't really know until you get into these games is, our guys are really resilient, they're tough, they're competitive. And Daniel Jones has 5 fourth quarter comebacks right now. Again, we're scratching and clawing and fighting 60 minutes of these games, and a couple of our games have come down to the last play. And I'm just proud of the way the guys fight, the way they prepare, and like I said earlier, like the results are showing, and it's because of the makeup of the team and their competitiveness.
Now, since you've seen 8 games of this, how good can this team continue to be down the stretch?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. I think going before the Seattle game, our average margin of victory was like 2.8 points a game. So it's going to be close. It's going to be a dogfight. Again, if we keep doing what we're doing, I think, we're going to give ourselves a good chance each Sunday. Again, we don't have a big margin for error in terms of beating ourselves and turning the ball over or penalties. And, we've been able to avoid that stuff, through much of the season.
How would you describe this first year pretty much and just how the culture has really changed? I know you don't necessarily are all that familiar necessarily with what happened day to day in the past, but the culture in this building right now with you and Brian Daboll is what?
Yeah, there's only one way to do it for us that we knew. So yeah, however it was before, I wasn't here, so can't speak on it. But I feel like the guys enjoy coming to work every day. We don't have a lot of rules for the players. It's very simple. One of our mantras around the building is be a pro. And you know, everybody knows exactly what that means. And again, the guys like being around each other. They like playing for each other. They hold each other accountable. And, you know, again, it's fun to come to work every day, whether it's the coaching staff, the personnel staff, the players. A lot of good people in this building, a lot of people that are very good at their jobs, and the people that are in the right seats. And, you know, I think that's part of what the, you know, when you speak of the culture or what Brian and I want it to be, you know, we're kind of seeing that come to fruition. And, you know, the positive thing is there's positive results early in the, you know, Brian and I being here, that the positive results, you know, kind of show that the process is working.
We know alignment is so big in the NFL, and clearly you have that alignment with your head coach and Brian Daboll. You guys worked together in Buffalo. You also worked together in Miami. Take me back to the first time you remember meeting Brian Daboll, and how did you guys really hit it off?
My first exposure to Brian Daboll, it would have been 2011. So he came to Miami as the offensive coordinator, and I was a national scout at the time living in Dallas. So it would have been our, you know, February meetings, pre-combine. You know, we flew in for meetings, and, you know, he had basically evaluated, you know, all the offensive players on our board, and his knowledge of the draft, his ability to evaluate, not just, you know, some of these guys can only evaluate the positions they've coached, but O-line, tight ends, receivers, quarterbacks, like he could evaluate all positions across the offensive side of the ball. And one of the players that sticks out to me was Charles Clay. We took him in the sixth round out of Tulsa. Dave's basically identified, this is the type of player I'm looking for. These are the jobs he needs to do, and this is how I'm going to utilize him. And he clearly defined that to our staff so we could go identify 4 to 5 players that fit that mold. Charles Clay was one of those players. He went on to have a very good career. So I think that's one of Dave's strengths is, you know, one, evaluating, being able to articulate what he wants, and then also taking the pieces that he has and developing an offense around those pieces. So that was my first exposure and some of the strengths that I saw early on in our relationship back in 2011.
So it didn't surprise you that this guy ended up becoming a head coach in this league is what you're telling me?
No, not at all. Not at all. When he was at Alabama and he was the offense coordinator that one year, you know, we were in contact, obviously going through there. They had a lot of good players and, you know, going over, you know, what his thoughts were on some of the Alabama players. And then, you know, there was a chance that we would have an offensive coordinator position open in Buffalo, and we stayed in contact. And him and Coach McDermott had actually crossed paths at William & Mary a long time ago, so they had a previous relationship, but he didn't know Brandon Bean at the time. And, you know, once their season was over and we moved on from our offensive coordinator, you know, he came in and interviewed and knocked it out of the park.
Joe Shane, the first-year general manager of the Giants, here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. I know you touched on this briefly with the way that Daniel Jones has been finishing games, but give me your overall evaluation so far on your quarterback.
Yeah, he's done a good job. He's done a good job for us. Again, a big reason we're 6-2. And, you know, I said this yesterday in my press conference, like, got to have it moments. You know, a lot of times that's a good earmarker for quarterbacks. And, you know, those fourth quarters, when you got to have drives, you need points. He's led us down the field 5 times. He's done that well. He's done a good job on third down for us when we need it, and he's taken care of the football. So, you know, I think he's had through 8 games, we still have 9. So, you know, again, the evaluation's ongoing, but through 8 games, I'm pleased with where Daniel is.
I always wonder what people say on how they describe what a franchise quarterback is. For me, the two things I look for is just when I'm watching a game on third and whatever, do I feel like my quarterback can complete that? And then the final 2 minutes of games, can you go march down the field and either get a field goal or a touchdown? How do you define what is a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, a lot of what you just said, I mean, that's part of it is, you know, again, when everybody in the building knows you're going to throw it, can you throw it? You know, it's like, you know, do you have confidence at the end of the half for him to take you down the field and get points or into the game? You know, can you ad lib? Can you make plays, you know, when things aren't perfect? So there's a lot of things that go into it, not just what you see on film, but off the film, you know, off the field as well, in terms of leadership, personality, approach to your profession. And, you know, Daniel checks a lot of those boxes from, you know, his off field habits, his work ethic, his preparation, his communication, leadership, you know, all those are positives.
It made 110% sense why you guys didn't pick up his fifth-year option, but is it safe to say that this year he's exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's exceeded my expectations. Before I took the job, I knew he had physical tools. You saw that. And then, you know, once I got around the kid, the spring and summer, then you saw how his approach to the game was. And, you know, I think, again, he's just, you know, he's taking care of the football, which is, you know, was maybe a knock on him in the past. He always had the physical ability. So I think he's playing, you know, probably at my expectations.
Is it safe to say that you plan to have him on the roster right now when you review this team at the bye week next year?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. I'm not going to commit one way or the other. It's an ongoing evaluation. There's contracts involved. There's a lot of things that go into that. So that's an ongoing evaluation that, you know, we'll have, you know, probably those discussions this offseason.
Joe Shane here with us, the Giants general manager, for a few more minutes. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Saquon Barkley, we always knew he had the talent. It was just a matter of staying healthy. How about your evaluation so far in your running back, who's just been really the heartbeat of your team?
Yeah, he's a great kid. He fits our culture as well. He's a captain. He's done everything we've asked him to do, and then the play speaks for itself. He's off to a hot start here for us, and it's a team deal. You know, the offensive line's done a good job. The receivers blocking for him have done a good job, and Saquon's back to he looks like he did his rookie year. You know, when he was before the knee injury, and he's been a pleasure to work with.
I watched your press conference yesterday, and you said that you had one team call you about a player, and it was a quick no. Was it Saquon Barkley?
It was not.
I have one more guess.
That's it. You only get one. That's it.
All right. I'm going to give you another guess anyway. Dexter Lawrence.
It was not Saquon.
Wow. Oh, so how about Dexter then?
It was not Saquon.
How about your evaluation of Dexter Lawrence? Because he looks like he's going to be in line for a long-term extension soon.
Yeah, he's I love Dex. He's a great guy. Done a really good job for us. He cracks me up. But he's a matchup guy. When you go to play the Giants, you got to know where 97 is, because he's playing at a high level right now. Big, strong, tough, physical, and plays a lot of snaps. So I love Dex. He's a good guy, and yeah, he's definitely a culture fit and a guy we're going to want around here for a long time.
Joe Shane here with us. You've been through these trade deadline days numerous times in the weeks leading up to them, but now being in the GM chair and being the point person, how was that experience when you look back on it?
Yeah, it was no different than the past, you know, kind of what I was doing in Buffalo. You know, you're always making these phone calls, and I said it yesterday in my press conference, all the way back to August. You know, some of the players that were identified or traded, or the media was reporting were available. You know, those are calls we've had, you know, we continue to have throughout the season, just trying to find teams that have an appetite to move players. And, you know, if the value matches up to where we see the player, then, you know, we were open to do it a deal. And it just, nothing transpired this year, but we were definitely active in our phone calls. And it wasn't just, you know, I know a lot of people were on the receiver thing, but it was several different positions, that we were interested in. And, you know, the value just didn't work out.
Especially with specifically with Kadarius Toney, why was it in the best interest of the Giants to trade him now?
It was just in the best interest for us. I mean, Dave's and I talked about it for the organization. It was the best move for us at this time.
In terms of confidence, I know he's got to get healthy, but where's your confidence that Kenny Galladay could be a productive piece for this team down the stretch?
Yeah, we need him to be. I want him to be. So we're looking forward to him coming back. He's been busting his butt to get back. He's done everything we've asked him to do since the day we got here. So we need him to perform well, and he's working towards that. So hopefully we can get him back soon. He can help us.
Joe Shane here with us. I know you didn't slam the door shut. You left it pretty open yesterday for a potential reunion with Odell Beckham. Have you guys had conversations with Odell's reps yet?
Yeah, we have. And again, he's a free agent. We've talked to, again, there's several veteran free agents that are still on the market at different positions too. We're in constant contact with, we call it injured but tracking list, guys that are injured that we're tracking when they're going to be back, guys that are on the street. So yeah, he checks the box of a guy that's a free agent this time that just needs to get healthy, and we're monitoring his health status and when he'll be back to, you know, football.
Have you had any interactions with him in the past?
I have not.
So if he's considering the Giants, and let's say he asks you because he wants a better understanding of you and Brian Daboll, why should he be interested in returning? What would you say to him?
Yeah, he can visit us. So, like, he can go on visits. He can do that whenever he wants. So, again, we'll work through that when the time comes. I'll prepare my free agent speech if I need to before he gets here. But when that time comes, we'll sit down with him. It's like a marriage. It's gotta work for both parties. It can't be a one-way street. You know, we got to make sure it's a good fit for us and a good fit for him if we ever get to that point.
What have you learned about yourself in this first year so far?
Oh, what have I learned about myself? That's a good question. Well, I know this. I'll say this isn't really about myself, but working with Brandon Bean and with the Buffalo Bills probably prepared me more for this job than I would have been in other sense. And what I mean by that is the general manager position is truly generally managing a lot of things. And when I came up through, you know, the NFL, you're doing the personnel stuff and you're at colleges and you're watching film or you're watching pro or you're making suggestions, but you're not dealing with trainers. You're not dealing with the strength coach. You're not dealing with PR. You're not dealing with media or whatever, you know, the ground crew, whatever it may be. And, you know, being around Brandon for 5 years, really, he allowed me to work with those groups across the entire football operations, which made me feel very comfortable in this seat from day one. I've never felt overwhelmed or if it was too much for me. And that was something that was always in the back of my mind. Are you ever truly prepared to sit in the seat and do that job? And, you know, again, maybe that's a pat on the back to Brandon, but basically I learned about myself. My time with him was very valuable in terms of what I'm doing today. And, you know, some of the success that we've had early on with Brian, being in lockstep in terms of how we want to build things, a lot of that's from what I learned from Brandon.
Well, it's really remarkable what the Bills have done, because for years that organization has just had to rotate in new people after new people. Now you look at your organization, like the Giants, they're trying to be like Buffalo, bringing in you, bringing in Brian Daboll. It speaks to what they've been able to build in Buffalo.
Yeah, no, they've got a legit roster right now. And again, that's their year six. You know, people forget that. Again, you know, in today's day and age, everybody wants instant gratification, and they're year six of that build. And, you know, they've done a good job of it. They started through the draft and they started supplementing with free agency. You know, they had a year in 2018, similar to, you know, where we are now. They had over 50 million in dead cap money, and you kind of had to take the hit, and then they came out on the other side in good financial shape and stacked together a couple drafts. And, you know, now again, year six, you look where they are. They're going to be a tough team for anybody to beat.
I went to college with Deion Dawkins. He's a close friend of mine. Yeah. And he's a great guy. You know, he's never changed since the person I met his first day at Temple.
Yeah.
But early on in like 2018, he tweeted this out, that you just got to trust and believe, because something special is brewing in Buffalo. For you, when did you realize that something special was brewing in Buffalo?
It was probably once we got out of 2019 off season. You know, we had built a new facility, you know, where we added on, I should say, to, you know, the weight room, the training room. And then we also had money. So we signed some free agents. You know, we had a quarterback on a rookie deal. You know, we had a second draft class coming, and, you knew Josh was going to be a guy, and then we were able to surround him with some talent. And, Buffalo is a special city. You know, the fan base is amazing. Western New York is awesome. Love living there. And, it was probably 2019 when, you know, I could feel the momentum starting to turn. And, you know, we won 10 games that year, and we were up 16-0 at Houston at halftime and ended up losing that playoff game. But that's when you knew, you know, they were going to be good for a long time.
All right, I started you with food. I'll end you with food, and I'll let you go run and be a dad and enjoy your bye week. Buffalo Wings, where do you go to? My favorite's Bar Bill in Buffalo.
Bar Bill, that's it. That's the one. That's the spot. That was actually close to my house, so we would go there, or it's hard to get in there sometimes, so we would order takeout there, but that's a great spot.
Wait, even tough for you to get into?
Yeah, I was nobody. I was just assistant GM. I loved it back then. I was discreet. Nobody, that was nice.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much for carving out some time for us during the bye week, and good luck the rest of the
week. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,
what makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Virtua Health is here. Here for women at every stage of life. From young adulthood to living longer and stronger, Virtua Health is by your side with care for your unique needs. To remind you that age is just a number when you're living your best life. Learn more at virtua.org/women. Virtua Health. Here for good.